The Breeders, twin sisters Kim and Kelly Deal, Josephine Wiggs, and Jim McPherson, hit it big on the radio in the summer of 93 with this song, Cannonball.
On the last flash.
After the album Last Splash went platinum, there were tours, MTV interviews. They opened for Nirvana. Kurt Cobain was among their many passionate fans. Then, too soon, heroin, alcohol, infighting entered the mix, and the kind of excess not unknown in the world of alt-rock tore them apart. The Breeders continued with the Deal twins and other musicians, but it would take 25 years for this beloved foursome to get back together and make another album called All Nerve. It's out now. Kim Deal writes, plays guitar, and sings for the Breeders. Welcome to the program.
Hello, nice to be here. Thank you.
And Kelly Deal plays guitar and sings. Kelly joins us now, too.
Hi.
Welcome. You call the album All Nerve. The title song is really great. It might be my favorite on the whole album. Kim, where did this come from?
I actually woke up one morning and I had that first verse in my head. Now, it didn't sound like that. It sounded like sort of like a Faye English song, like from the 80s, like Tainted Love.
Oh, Tainted Love.
Sussell. That sort of thing in my head. I heard it. You know, the snare was very thin and just shimmery and keyboard bass and stuff. I heard it in my head. Do you want me to sing it?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Why not?
I want to see you. I sound like I'm in Oliver.
Or Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Well, what's different? It has to be. It's 25 years. I'm talking about the album. I know you've played together. There's been a reunion of sorts, if you want to call it that. But
mm-hmm, right.
What's the good, different part?
Somehow, between the four of us getting in the basement, playing together again.
Good morning!
It all felt exactly the same as the good times before everything. It was just really fun.
Josephine has a philosophy. This is Kim.
Oh,
Josephine has a philosophy that, you know, that thing where you think, like, you only remember the good things. Her philosophy is that, you know, that's why the brain does that, because if everybody brought their baggage that they've done every day of their lives and have to remember the horrible, most horrible things, when they wake up in the morning, 50 years on, everybody commits suicide.
Oh my gosh. Well, thanks for sharing.
Josephine's British.
Oh, yes, she is. Extremely British.
For those who are wondering why Kim's voice just changed like that. Well, I would, though, say we're talking here heroin and alcohol having a massive effect on both of you.
I do want to have a caveat about that. I really want it to be known. I know this sounds really dumb, Kelly saying this, by the way.
It's really important for me that people know that I drank alcoholically and used drugs addictively.
Music and being in a band and that lifestyle had absolutely nothing to do with it. I really think this cliche of she joined a rock band, that rocker, there are so many stockbrokers and doctors and lawyers who are out drinking their lunches, and I think it's really important that we identify.
I think we're all living a behind the music experience, aren't we, every day?
Let's play another song from the album just for a moment, and I'll... Now, this is one that I desperately need you to sort out for me.
I'm walking with a killer. I'm gonna need a ride. We roll through the night, through the cornfields of E35.
Okay. I don't want to give anything away, but is there any, can you give us a hint as to who's the killer?
Can I say it's a shame opus?
Does that give it away?
No. No, it's lovely. It's opus just is shame. I'll take that.
Yeah.
It did have a sense that there was a mystery going on.
Yeah. It's a, what is it? Find your own adventure? It is interesting that...
Children's books.
Okay. Nice. This is Kim. There is an East 35 in Dayton, Ohio. Two-lane highway, you know, state route. You know, the corn comes up to the side of the road. It's tall in the summer, so it feels isolated. No lights. Cars go zipping by and stuff like that. It can be, you know, I think a lot of towns have that creepy
gothic.
And it's like a really gothic, eerie feeling.
And East 35, I mean, it's a spooky road.
Uh-huh. Now, this is your part of the country. It's where you were raised.
Yeah, Huber Heights. It was very small.
So Huber Heights is your neighborhood.
Yes.
What's it like?
Go Wayne.
It's basically an enclave or whatever for Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Flat housing.
Yeah. So the houses are, every fifth one is the same one. And my dad used to work at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. He's a physicist, and he used to head this lab over there. And he, every so often, he would get these reporters come knocking and saying, yeah, we'd like to tour Hangar, you know, Hangar 18 in Area B. And then he would have to give...
Was that the big mystery?
Yeah, that after Roswell, all of that was sent
area
and stored at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Where your dad worked.
Yes. Yeah. And that's all true, by the way. I've seen the aliens.
I'm wondering where their little round pods at.
Yeah. Is there any song, if we were going to go out on one of the songs, that you would be a favorite?
You know, there's another song called Dawn, Making an Effort.
I'm just looking at it. I've got three stars in my world.
When I listen to that... It makes me, you know, rally. Come on, you can do it. Just get up, put your feet on the floor. Okay. Avoid the news channel for 5 minutes and just get out of bed, you know, and just show up and have a good day kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So I really like that idea. Yeah.
Kim and Kelly Deal of The Breeders, their new album is called All Nerve, and it's out now. It's been a pleasure.
Such a pleasure talking to you.
So nice talking with you. Thank you. Smile.